Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Joining us on the phone lines with our recipe of the week, it's Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, Sydney, we've got Halloween fast approaching. Are you a fan of Halloween?
You know what? I am a fan of Halloween. I absolutely love seeing the trick-or-treaters and seeing everybody's costumes. And unfortunately for my cats, I also like to dress them up in Halloween costumes, too.
Now, you have sent me a photo of one of your cats dressed up as in a Halloween costume. It is absolutely adorable.
Yes, so I chased her around the house for about 10 minutes this morning. She is a witch this year, so she's got a little witch hat and a little cape. And I think, you know, the 5 minutes I had her in it was probably good enough for her.
And with your permission, we'll be definitely posting it on our socials. Absolutely adorable. Let's get to our recipe of the week. Have you got sort of a Halloween theme?
Absolutely. Halloween's only a few days away, so of course I thought it was only fitting to feature a Halloween-themed recipe this week. So this week's recipe is called Jack-O-Lantern Juice.
Okay, this sounds intriguing. Sydney, take it away.
Yes, well, first of all, Jamie, I just want to assure everyone that no jack-o'-lanterns were harmed in the making of this recipe. This recipe is actually a smoothie that uses canned pumpkin puree. So if anyone has canned pumpkin left over from any fall baking that they've been doing, then this is a really great way to use that up. So to make this recipe, you're going to combine 2 cups of frozen peaches, 3/4 of a cup of canned pumpkin, a dash of pumpkin pie spice, a frozen banana, 1 cup of plain Greek yogurt, and 1 cup of milk into a blender. You're going to blend that on high until it's smooth, adding more milk if needed to thin your smoothie out. And then serve your delicious orange smoothie and make sure to let everyone know that they're drinking jack-o'-lantern juice, which it turns out is also a great source of fiber, calcium, and vitamin C. Who knew jack-o'-lantern juice was so nutritious?
It sounds great. Again, we'll share the recipe, jack-o'-lantern juice. You'll have it for your Halloween fun this weekend. And no pumpkin seeds, too. It's very smooth.
Absolutely. You know what? This is such a great recipe, and it's a really, you know, great way to teach kids about the colors of different fruits and veggies, because that canned pumpkin really, you know, gives this smoothie such a vibrant orange color.
And I know it includes 1 cup of plain Greek yogurt, and I know Zehrs Stratford had an amazing sale with Greek yogurt. You might be able to check that out at Zehrs Stratford. So again, Sydney, we do have, of course, as we mentioned, Halloween coming up on Monday. Any advice for the parents and for the kids? Obviously, you can't avoid all the sweet, sugary stuff, but in terms of just getting all that candy Monday evening, it can be a lot, certainly for kids and for parents.
Absolutely. You know what? I think that Halloween is a great time to be able to teach our kids that all foods fit. And, you know, I know it can be overwhelming, especially when, you know, there is a large bag of candy there, but it's a really, really great learning opportunity for kids to understand how to listen to their bodies and understand that, you know what, it's okay to eat some candy too, and that all foods, you know, have a place in our diet.
All right, and with some jack-o'-lantern juice as well. There you go. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Sydney, anything else on the go? Of course, so you've got a Halloween weekend planned. In terms of, are there more seminars and whatnot coming up?
We actually will be hosting a free webinar on November 23rd at 6 p.m. My dietetic intern will be hosting that. I don't have the topic of that webinar quite yet, but I will be releasing what the topic is next week, so stay tuned for that.
All right. Now, you've dressed up your cat. Will you be dressing up for Halloween?
You know what? I think that I might have a witch costume that will match her so we can be twins when I'm handing out candy.
Perfect. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs with our recipe of the week. Sydney, thanks so much for your time. Always a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Jamie. I hope that everybody has a great Halloween weekend.